All right, we're back. It's Rob's. Okay, stop with the effing train. Stop. Stop with the effing train. All right, let's talk about Megyn Kelly and her breasts. Or bras, my bad. Let's talk. All right, so Megyn Kelly has a book coming out. November 15th, yes. November 15th is Megyn Kelly's big debut. It's actually a couple days before Metallica's new record drops. Yes, Metallica's new record. If you haven't had a chance to listen to any of the new Metallica music, you got to listen to it, okay? You got to listen to it. It's good stuff. Hardwired Self-Destruct, phenomenal. I mean, that's the title of the record, but the song is great. Moth Into the Flame is my favorite song so far. Now, I haven't heard other songs. They got a new one that they debut. At Last We Rise, I think it is. Not a big fan of it. It's good, but I'm a Metallica mark, so all their stuff to me is good. But it's not. It's like my third favorite of what's released. So, anyways. Off the script here. Megyn Kelly, yes, Megyn Kelly has her book coming out on the 15th. So, all rush and get it. Now, there's a chapter, and it's newly added. I got to imagine it's newly added because interest for Megyn Kelly is not exactly... it's not high. I mean, it really isn't. This whole Megyn Kelly superstar extraordinaire thing was a buildup. I mean, if anything, it was a buildup by her reps to scare the crap out of those idiot Murdoch kids into giving her $20 million to stay at Fox. But a writer for Vanity Fair or Esquire, one of those magazines, I think over the weekend, said no other networks were willing to give her the money that she wanted. So this illusion that Zucker and I don't know, CBS's guy, isn't it like Summer Redstone? I don't know. Maybe CBS, maybe they're like, hey, after Colbert, you know, after the election, we get rid of Colbert. But it was all a fugazi. It wasn't real. That's what this reporter from Vanity Fair is quoting. Or Esquire. One of those two. I don't know. And it's not really that important into the grand scheme here. But Megyn Kelly worked those two stooges at Fox. The dummies. The Murdoch boys. Big dummies they are. Isn't that how it always is, though? Isn't that how it always is? You know, sometimes you get success from the kids or the one kid. But I think it's a crapshoot. You know, with Trump, you had the dad. And then you had Trump who out-successed his dad. He expanded the empire. But I don't think Trump's kids are necessarily, you know, geniuses, so to speak. They're all right, but Vince McMahon, the WWE, his dad had the WWF, and Vince took it and built it into what it is. I don't think Vince's kids, I don't think Stephanie, I don't think Hunter, I don't think Shane, I don't think they're anything special. And the same thing with Murdoch. He's got the kids. They're dopey. They got worked by Megyn Kelly. They got work by Megyn Kelly. Remember, she did that 60-minute interview style show. The ratings are horrible. The ratings, I mean, horrible. They weren't the ratings that they thought they would do, and they weren't the ratings that Megyn Kelly anticipated. And that's probably what got the CNNs and the ABCs and the CBSs to say, why would we give her $20 million? Why would we give her $20 million? Why? And she doesn't win in the time slot that she's at now. She doesn't have higher ratings than O'Reilly. She doesn't have higher ratings than Hannity. That's why I laughed at the whole, she wants to be paid what Bill O'Reilly is paid. Well, why? Why? How? Why? She doesn't have higher ratings than Bill O'Reilly. She doesn't have higher ratings than Sean Hannity. The concept is to ride the coattails of this whole women need to be paid equal for, well, yeah, if they're doing an equal job. If you're a window washer, there's no special window washer. If you're a district attorney, there's no special district attorney. If you're a senator, there's no special senator. But if you're a performer, if you're an actor, if your business is to draw people in with your personality or your looks or whatever, then you're paid according. So if you're an actress, and Brad Pitt is the star of the movie, and the movie is based on Brad Pitt, and your co-star, you're a third player, why the hell should you get as much as Brad Pitt? Because you're a woman? What are you, effing nuts? If Megyn Kelly can't beat Bill O'Reilly, and she can't beat Sean Hannity, then why the hell should she get paid what Bill O'Reilly is getting paid? I mean, it's just ludicrous. We live now in a society that's been created, crafted, and perfected by liberals that's really a communist-like atmosphere. It's a weak-minded communist atmosphere. It's, well, okay, you're doing good, and you over there are doing good, and you work hard. Now, these eight people over here, they're not doing well. They're not necessarily doing good. Some of them work hard, some of them don't. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to take from you three and give it to those six. Why? Well, because that's just fair. You have too much. Oh, okay. And I always use the ribbon for ninth place, but it's in that same context. It used to be, you win, you are rewarded. You lose, you're forgot about. But now, you win, you succeed, you train, you do everything you can to be number one. It's really not number one. Because ultimately, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six are made to feel just as special as you are, even though they lost. That's not how it used to be. And that's how it is as it pertains to this whole women aren't getting paid what men are getting paid. Yeah, they are. Well, look at Jennifer Lawrence. Look at Jennifer Lawrence. Well, when she did American Hustle, but American Hustle wasn't about her. Wasn't about Jennifer Lawrence. She wasn't the star of America. I mean, it kills me. Oh, the girl that was in the movie The Mars with, what's the kid? Ben Affleck's boyfriend. Matt Damon. The Mars movie where he goes to, you know, the girl in that, she was only paid $1 million and Matt Damon was paid. Well, because it was about Matt Damon. He was the star. What's wrong with you? Jesus Christ. What's wrong with you? Stop. Just stop. Just stop. So Megyn Kelly added a new chapter into her book. Why? Because nobody cares about Megyn Kelly anymore. Why? Because she sold herself as a conservative woman, and in this past year and a half, she showed her true colors, which is a liberal hack. Her ratings are in the crap house. Her special, no one watched. And they all do pre-orders. They all do pre-sales with the Barnes and Nobles and the Amazons. So they get an idea of what that book's going to sell because they have to know how many to print. They don't just willy-nilly go, oh, let's run 5 million books. And then the day of release, they move 200,000 and they're eating the rest. They don't do that. It's not how the big time works. So it's obvious pre-orders were not too good. So what did they do? Let's add a chapter. Let's add a chapter about the Roger Ailes Fox situation. So the book is called Settle for More. Settle for More. So in the book, Kelly says, there was a pattern of Roger Ailes' behavior. I would be called into his office. He would shut the door. And over the next hour or two, he would engage in a kind of cat and mouse game with me, veering between obviously inappropriate sexually charged comments, e.g. about the very sexy bras I must have, and how he'd like to see me in them, and the legitimate professional advice. Kelly also states that Roger Ailes offered to advance her career in exchange for sexual favors. And he also made many physical advances, which she must state she rejected, of course. Now, she didn't reject anything with Brett Hume. Yes, Brett Hume. She was having an affair with Brett Hume. While Brett Hume was married. Just putting it out there. Kelly says, in 2006, Roger crossed a new line. He was trying to grab me repeatedly and kiss me on the lips. And when I shoved him away, he asked me an ominous question. Hey, when is your contract up? And then, for the third time, he tried to kiss me. Kelly states that the harassment lasted for 6 months. And it only ended after she reported Roger Ailes to her supervisor. So this is back in 06. So back in 06, when she was banging around with Brett Hume. And Brett Hume basically lost his marriage, or almost lost his marriage, from banging around with Megyn Kelly. You wonder why Megyn Kelly was allegedly sexually harassed by Roger Ailes. Because Megyn Kelly's going around taking down whatever sausage is going to move her through the ranks. And remember, I think this is in the era where Megyn Kelly's posing half naked for Maximum Magazine. Remember, this is the same person that, you know, women are not sex symbol and whatever. You got a woman for her mind and that. Yeah, okay. That's why Megyn Kelly was posing half naked. Right? Right. Right? And Megyn Kelly wonders why Roger Ailes is like, hey, come in here. Well, allegedly. Hey, Megyn, come on in here. What, Roger? What? Well, I want to know about how you look in them bras. What? Why? Well, I hear you're, you know, taking down Brit. Brit's no looker. Yeah, he might be giving you some advice. But come on. I'm the big gun. I'm the guy that can move you through the ranks, baby. I'm the guy that can move you through the ranks. Now, come on. Let me see in them bras. You know? This is all around that time, guys. It's all around that time. You know, back, what, 09? And I think it was GQ, actually. I'm getting an email. It was GQ. It wasn't Maximum. It was Maximum. So here she is saying back in 06, 05, Ailes is saying, let me see you in them bras. Let me see you, baby. Let me see you. Let me see you in them bras. So, in 010, 09, 010, she's posing half naked in GQ. Come on, man. Come on. Come on now. Come on. Come on. So, that's Megyn Kelly. You wonder why she's allegedly getting harassed by Roger Ailes. Come on now. Anyways, let's continue. The Megyn Kelly book. All right, so it all stopped When Megyn Kelly reported all of this to her superior. This is what she's putting in the book, in the new chapter, because nobody's buying her piece of crap book. So, of course, they're going to buy it now because there's a chapter on Roger Ailes. Okay? Now, remember, on Charlie Rose, you know what she said? I really care about Roger, and he's been nothing but good to me, and he's been very loyal, and he's had my back, and he's looked out for me. You know, what's with these women at Fox? Oh, I was sexually harassed in 06. I was... See, you guys got to remember something. Sexual harassment is very similar. When someone says they sexually harassed me, in this day and age, it's very similar to somebody saying you're a racist. I mean, that's like the stamp, man. Because now, in this day and age, if somebody says you sexually harassed them, there is no questioning of the woman. There is no, that girl's full of crap. If you say that, oh my God. Oh, you gotta believe the woman. You scumbag. Oh. And then when something like the Rolling Stone thing happens, where a girl says, all these guys gang rape me, and they rat, and then it turns out to be a big lie. You don't really hear too much about that from CNN or ABC. And this just happened in the last 8 years. Like I said, while us Republicans were worried about controlling, you know, some BS congressional seat in some Mississippi or whatever the hell it was, Democrats were concerned about controlling the media, controlling the message. And once they did that, forget about it. So we have a culture now where you have a Megyn Kelly who says in 06, Roger Ailes was sexually assaulting her. And oh, okay. But then throughout the years, of course, she's still stayed there and made millions and millions of dollars. And then a year ago, she's on Charlie Rose talking about how Roger Ailes is this great guy. He's awesome. But hell, remember when the Trump stuff happened? She went on her own show and talked about how Roger Ailes has supported her and Donald Trump is a big bad meanie. And now, because her book sucks, pre-sales are horrible, she puts a new chapter in that talks about Roger grabbing her and talking about her bras and all of these things. And you can't question her. You know, you can't say, Megan, I think you're full of crap. Because the wrath of the PC women whatever. You can't say that. How dare you question it? How dare you? Well, what do you mean, how dare? Well, why can't she be like the woman in the Rolling Stone article that said she was raped? Why do you automatically have to say she's telling the truth? Because liberals have created this. Obama has created this. I mean, just look what he said. Just look what he said in a stump speech the other day. Hillary's going to be, you know, if she becomes president, they're going to be going after her because she's a woman. And hey, you got to go out and vote for her. There's still people that won't vote for her. So what? You got to vote. If you don't vote for her, it's because you don't want to see a woman as president. So now if you don't vote for Hillary, you're sexist. If you don't vote for Hillary, you're not voting for Hillary because she's a scumbag. She's a Democrat. She's dishonest. She's just part of the Clinton system. None of those real legitimate reasons. You're not voting for her because she's a woman. It's just preposterous. It's just preposterous. And it's pretty funny listening to libs talk about Hillary Clinton, but yet they had no problem with destroying Sarah Palin. Remember, Sarah? She's an idiot. She's a moron. She's stupid. I mean, liberals and the media had no problem telling you that Sarah Palin was the dumbest, most ignorant, just the whole argument was John McCain is old and he's going to die in office, and then Sarah Palin will be president and she's stupid and she'll wind up pushing the nuke button and blowing up the world. So vote for the freshman senator. Vote for the freshman senator who went to school in, I don't know, overseas and you know the story. You know the story. You know the story. So, Roger Ailes' lawyer said, Mr. Ailes denies these allegations of sexual harassment and misconduct of any kind. I mean, listen. If Gretchen Carlson got, 20 or $30 million... If Gretchen Carlson got $20 or $30 million, just again, think about this. So, Megyn Kelly is this hot property. I'm not talking about hot, like sexual hot, just this hot property. She's the scary talent. She's amazing. And all these networks want her. Gretchen Carlson settled with Fox for $20 or $30 million. She's set for life. Why would Megyn Kelly be working on a new contract with Fox? Why would she be? Why wouldn't she say, you know what, guys? I'm not working on a new contract. Matter of fact, I have a lawyer. This is Lisa Bloom, Gloria Elwood's daughter, and we're going to sue you for $50 million. Gretchen got 20. I want 50. You believed Gretchen. You have video recordings or tape recordings of Gretchen. So you believe and you hear Roger sexually harassing. Well, I'm the darling of the media. Everybody loves me. CNN loves me. Well, I've partied at one of their booths on election coverage night, on whatever the hell, primary. They love me. So I'm suing you guys for $50 million. So why won't she sue them, pick up 30 mil, and then go and work at CNN? They're not going to not hire her. She's Miss Scary Talent. So why wouldn't you take $30 million bucks and go work for a rival network and make, I don't know, $10 million bucks a year? Why not? You just picked up $30 million going after Fox. Why would you re-sign with Fox News? Please, guys, it's BS. Megyn Kelly is so full of crap. Look at her history. Please stop. And now with this new chapter, maybe people will go out and read her book that nobody wants to read. Well.